It's been exceptional. It's been, I suppose. Most of our population would be made up of elderly people. You know, I think 60% of the people are over the age of 60. So we're very aware of that from the outset. And you know, I have to say that even in the small town lands on the island, there's community groups and there's volunteer groups set up. So it's been magical in many ways. That you know, how we pull together again. You know, I'm certain that other areas are the same, but it's been a great effort from the outset. I know we're nearly a month into it, and it's no sign of breaking, to be honest. It's still very strong and very, very community feel to it.
We do know that the island relies heavily on tourism each summer. How is the island coping with, you know, the possibility of that going forward, you know, that the virus may affect that this summer?
Well, obviously, you know, looking and listening to the commentators, I think it's going to be, you know, pretty much a write-off for this summer for us all. I'm in business myself, you know, but listen, we're not alone in this. It's the whole country, and it's going to be a massive blow for the island going forward, because we are, you know, totally at this stage almost tourist dependent. And the visitors this year, that, you know, the numbers were looking fantastic from even from my own bookings. And I know both ferry companies were saying the same thing, that it was, you know, because there's a big ad campaign going on as well at the moment. So you know, there's a lot of good things happening on the island, and unfortunately, I suppose, you know, through no fault of anybody's, it's come to a full stop. So yeah, I think going forward it's going to be very challenging, you know, a couple of years, no doubt about that.